Hello.
Hello, my name is Brittany, returning your call for customer support. How may I help you today?
I am calling in reference to a package that you guys have been delivering to my house, and where you guys continue to try to charge me a fee on my credit card where you were the client. And why is it continuing to be trying to charge on my card?
Okay, can I
you
have
know, closing one. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can I have your first and last name?
And pull up Alfonso.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
11498 Homewood Place, Fontana, California.
Okay. Thank you for the information. I'm just waiting for it to load up, sir. Okay, I do show on here that you ordered a drone on 1208, which is $8.25, and then they came and charged you on 12/14/2022,
$57.32. Yeah, they tried to charge me several times. On the 11th, on the 12th, and on the 13th.
They tried to do that because you didn't call in and counsel within the 7-day trial. So they charge you every month.
Trial for what?
Off the drone, sir. When you ordered the drone, it did state in the terms.
I didn't order the drone. The drone was supposed to have been free.
No, sir. You had to pay the shipping costs.
That was the $8.25.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why was these other charges added to my account?
Okay.
Or tried to be added to my account.
On 1208, they did the warranty, which is $9.97.
I didn't ask for no warranty.
Okay, they declined that.
Right, they declined everything that you guys been trying to charge me.
But I can go ahead and cancel so you won't keep getting charged, sir.
What subscription did I sign up to? I didn't sign up for no subscription to anything.
Okay, so basically I'm reading from the term and condition. It did state in there. I'm reading from it now. It did state in there that you're supposed to be called in and counseled within that 7 days after placing that order, that drone. When you place that order, pay your shipping costs, you're supposed to went in and counsel that so they won't charge your card any more further charges.
It hasn't been 7 days.
Let me go back and see. It's been since 1208, sir.
No, it hasn't been 7 days. You were trying to make charges before then.
Okay, so
because
basically,
I was under the impression the drone was free.
Okay, so basically what they did, they billed you 48 hours later for signing up.
Okay.
That's
I didn't sign
charging.
Up for anything. Yeah, I didn't sign up for anything. All I did was take a survey and said, okay, in the process of taking a survey, you'll be charged $8.25 for shipping and handling. And then for the past 3 days, you guys have been trying, they have been trying to charge my credit card, which they declined.
Well, I can just go ahead and cancel it out, sir, so you won't get charged any further.
Yeah. Yeah. Even the $8.25, I want that back too, because that's not what was the whole purpose of me taking your survey.
Okay, and you say you want the $8 back and the 67. Okay, and as a courtesy, I can only do 35% of your money back off the 6732 because it did state in the term and condition after 48 hours later for signing up, you're supposed to be in counsel. It's a 7-day trial.
48 hours. A 7-day trial.
Mm-hmm. But 48 hours later for signing up, they're going to charge
you every month. It's not 7 days, is it?
I said 48 hours, sir. for signing up. It's a 7-day trial.
For a 7-day trial.
Yes.
That email was sent out when?
You said, did you win?
No, that email was sent out to me when? Let's cancel all this altogether because it's bogus. I mean, that's not the whole purpose of me agreeing to take your survey.
You did that on the 8th.
Right.
December.
7 days from December the 8th is when? The 15th?
Mm-hmm.
What's today's date?
14th.
Okay. But yeah, you continue to try to charge me different amounts of money. And what was this account? What type of account was this?
What you mean, what type of account? It just some you went online and ordered was the drone. And then we just handled the charges on the account.
The drone was supposed to be free.
But it charged you $8.25 for the shipping.
I was okay with the $8.25. So where is the additional charges coming from?
Hold on just a sec. Okay. Okay, I'm finna read again. You paid the $8.25.
Right.
For the shipping costs to ship the free drone, which is a welcome gift for the affected direct savings store, and you will also be charged $78.97 for the first month membership within the next 72 hours.
No, that's not something I would ever agree to.
So it's basically like every month. It's like a membership subscription, and if you don't cancel, they're going to keep charging.
No, you can cancel all that. I just want a total refund because not only did they try to charge you $39.99, you're saying they're trying to charge me $7. There's been 3 inquiries on my card that my credit card company declined.
Okay, and as a courtesy, I can only do $33.66, 50% of your money back.
$33.66. First of all, it's not gonna get charged to me because I told my credit card not to accept any charges. So if you're thinking you're gonna just give me back $33 for something I've never purchased, that's not gonna happen.
You purchased this on December 8th, sir, and it did say cancel. So you won't get charged any further.
If you're still trying to make me pay you money or agree to pay you money, I will just end this call, let my credit card company deal with that, and tell them that there should be no charges accepted from you guys, even that little funky $8.25.
Okay, I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked the term and condition. What I'm going to do is get your account canceled, and as a courtesy due to the misunderstanding, I will credit your account with the full refund, which will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the $8.25 that you guys tried to charge.
And the 67. Mm-hmm.
There's no, I haven't been charged anything yet. My credit card company declined it.
No, the CC732 went through, sir.
Oh, I need to call them right back and let them know that that's not a charge I want.
I mean, I just refunded it back to your account.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on just a second while I refund the $8.25.
Yeah, because I just called Capital One. They was like, no, they tried to charge you $8.25. Nothing else about any other charges.
Hold on just a second while I load up again. Hold on just a second.
Okay. Why would I pay for a membership? For what?
It just, you have to I mean, it's like being a member gets you a $125 gift card voucher to the Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is an online web store.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you, but I wouldn't pay that a month for nothing.
Yes, sir. I'm going to wait for it to load up, so just bear with me, sir.
Yeah. I was asked to take a survey, so everything else was hidden underneath taking a survey after you're done. And it's through a third party, it's not through code.
Hold on just a second. I'm noting in my account now that I canceled you out and I did refund your full amount back. So hold on just a second, sir.
Yes,
and I'm almost finished, sir. And would you like that confirmation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's C's and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
263. 280.
Mm-hmm.
043. And
that's
for
Charlie,
the
26-32-80-043.
Mm-hmm. And that's for the 6732. And I have the other one confirmation number for the $8.25.
Okay.
C is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
2C3. 129. 7C6.
C is in Charles, 263-12-9766.
That's correct, and it will be in your account within 3 to 5 business days, so just wait the 3 to 5 business days, and it should be back on your card, sir. It will be back on your card.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes, sir, and I got you canceled out. Everything's canceled.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.